Hello, welcome to the Musics in Japan,
a conversational podcast about daily life for an American couple living long-term in Japan.
So lately I've been thinking about vacation time zones. And for me, so I used to be super American in my understanding of vacations. Like when I was a kid, I was taught that everybody celebrated American holidays like Thanksgiving and the 4th of July. And when I started meeting people from other countries, I realized that was not true. They were like, no, we don't celebrate the birth of your nation.
But why not?
Right? Everybody loves fireworks. And when we first came to Japan, I still, even though we had stopped celebrating them in the United States, I was still kind of very connected to Memorial Day and Veterans Day, Martin Luther King's Day, Indigenous People's Day, and all of those holidays. And I find that I am losing touch with them as I live in Japan. And I totally missed Indigenous People's Day. Mm. Like, I didn't do any posts. I usually post about it on Twitter. And I completely missed Veterans Day this year and Memorial Day, Labor Day. Like, I'm missing all of the American holidays this year. Like, none of them have registered with me.
So then are you really missing them?
Missing them is not doing what I would normally do to participate.
Okay, yeah.
And, like, normally what I do to participate for Veterans Day is I bring attention to the Black Indigenous people of color who have fought in wars since the beginning of wars for the United States and celebrate them because they're underrepresented and under-celebrated and their contributions. So, like, the Apache Code speakers, they did one movie about them and there was one Indigenous person in the movie, and like they showed the depersonalization and dehumanization of the code speaker because they called the actor the code. They didn't actually give them a name. Later on in the movie they did, and it changed and all of that. It was a great arc for Nicolas Cage's character. But if it weren't for Indigenous people and Indigenous languages being kept alive, they would have been at a great loss in World War II because no one could crack the code.
Right.
It was an uncrackable code. But Indigenous people aren't celebrated as playing a key role in World War II. And so I tweet stuff like that and like about the Buffalo Soldiers and all of that and the Satigi Airmen and the contribution of Indigenous people. And then I also, so that's what I do Veterans Day. On Thanksgiving, I usually tweet out and bring up the discussion of what the real first Thanksgiving was, which it was a massacre. It wasn't a coming together. It was horrible and awful. And on Memorial Day, I memorialize a lot of lives that don't get looked at, that don't get representation, that, you know, have sacrificed for the United States. So those are like the big ones that I do. I never do anything on Easter or Lent because I'm an atheist and those are religious holidays. So I don't feel the need to be like, your God's not real. That's not my thing. Like if you believe in God,
that's not a holiday celebration.
Yeah. It's like, if you believe in God and you're celebrating your God, whichever God that may be, I completely respect your beliefs and honor your beliefs, and I don't feel the need to be disrespectful about it.
Yeah. I find it interesting in thinking about it that Japan doesn't have any war-related holidays.
Yes, they do on the DL.
Right, but not official national holidays, because when the U.S. wrote the Constitution, they were like, nope, you don't get any of those.
Yeah.
It's like thinking about Veterans Day, it's celebrated as Armistice Day initially, for the end of World War One, and then I forget, like, Europe, a lot of countries have an equivalent of Veterans Day.
Yeah, and a lot of countries have the equivalent of Thanksgiving.
Right. Japan has a Labor Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
Which is for celebrating organized labor and just labor in general.
Isn't that more Memorial Day?
No, that's Labor Day in the United States. Like, duh. Labor Day sales.
Yeah, like, the clue's in the name.
Yeah.
Okay, go on with what you're saying. Sorry, I interrupted.
But Japan doesn't have a harvest celebration day.
Yeah. And so Japan also doesn't celebrate the solstice.
I think that it's acknowledged, but it's not a general holiday.
Because we were in Canada, at least on the west coast of Canada, and there was a big winter solstice parade.
Right. And where I grew up in Fairbanks, we didn't celebrate the winter solstice because that was just not a good thing. But summer solstice was a several day celebration.
It was very midsummer, if you've seen that movie.
Very much so, yes.
Just kidding. Don't get mad at me if you're listening from Alaska. Hope you're staying warm.
Yes, it's quite cold there at the moment.
So what's been kind of jacking me up recently is now I have to learn all of these. So I know all of the Japanese holidays, and I love, like, respect for the aged. And I don't participate in Valentine's Day, nor do I participate in
White Day.
We don't participate in any gift exchange because I really do see what, like, the marketers are saying. So I used to be like, that's so ageist to say by the time, you know, you're 30, you're branded. And I do. I have my brands that I stick with. It's really rare that a new brand can sneak in on anything. And I literally have all of the physical accoutrements that I would want. I have too many possessions at this point.
Yeah, I've tried to get you to take swag from my company, from my job. And you're like, nope.
No, do not have them send me anything. I don't want anything. I have everything I need. Like the things that I'm having to get are things that are related to me being chronically ill and right. The deterioration of my physical condition. So they're not celebratory things that would be gifts. So like mobility aids, I love my trekking poles.
Yeah.
When they came, it was a great, wonderful, happy day for me when they came. And I love my sphygmomanometer. Is that how you say it?
Sphygmomanometer.
Yeah, I love that. When it came, that was a great day. And my blood pressure cuff. And
That's the sphygmomanometer.
Okay, my blood pressure cuff, my stethoscope, my sensors for my blood sugar to make sure it's not too low and it's not too high.
Yeah, you're
my
on a, walking you're sticks. You're on a continuous glucose system.
Yeah. So, like, all of these things are, none of them would be wonderful gifts. But no. All of them are essential and vital to me staying alive.
Yeah, so I just make sure that we keep the ones in stock that get used up and that we replace the ones that get worn out.
Yeah, so we do buy stuff, but as I'm getting older, I am finding that the things that I buy are not for entertainment purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my entertainment really narrow. But I do buy books.
Yeah, you do.
Because I'm in a publishing company. But beyond that.
But in the other sense, too.
Yeah, but beyond that. I mean, I buy books that are completely unrelated to anything that we're doing or anything that we have going on.
Yeah, so I think we've got the Japanese holidays kind of down. Like, Culture Day was a couple of weeks ago. The one I don't have down is the new emperor's birthday.
Yeah, that was so hard. The old emperor's birthday was really convenient because it was in December.
Yeah, December 23rd. I'm like, yeah. Cool, it's 2 days right before on. Christmas. I can remember that.
Yeah, because we're already ingrained with the Christmas holiday.
Right. But I don't remember when the new one is.
Yeah, like, I know. So for me, all of August is Obon. Yeah, and the first week of May.
It's either the end of July or the end of August because it's supposed to be the end of the 8th month. But different parts of Japan count that month differently. They say, no, historically July was the 8th month, so the end of July is Obon. And others say, no, the end of the 8th month is the end of August. So you can go basically west and it's July and east and it's August.
So according to the Nagoya public school system, it's all of August because kids are out of school. They get the month of August off.
Yeah, I think they're just trying to avoid complications.
You think what?
They're just trying to avoid complications. They're not trying to get into a discussion about whether, like...
Yeah, because school goes year-round.
Yeah.
And so they get random months off. And I've never quite mastered...
There's like a two-week break in March before the new academic year begins. And then there's a break in summer.
So I was more in tune with it when I had clients that had kids in the Japanese school system and teachers that worked in the Japanese school system. But since I haven't been doing therapy, I find that I'm not coming into contact with any Japanese holidays. Yeah. And because of my work and owning a publishing company, that my schedule is very much busier during holidays and breaks.
Sure, yeah.
Than it is, because that, or right after a holiday or break, because that's when writers are able to write. That's when they have the time, is when they have breaks or vacations from work.
Yeah.
So I don't stay in tune with American holidays because we don't celebrate any of them. Sorry if you can hear me itching. I have hives today. Yay, fun, glorious hives. I'm not doing well. Health-wise today, not going well. So yeah, Japanese holidays don't affect me because I don't work for a Japanese company. And American holidays don't affect me because I don't work for an American company. And for my PhD, I'm sort of free range on that. So when I work and when I don't work, like, my chair is always encouraging me to take time off, but never has any idea whether or not I'm working or not, only knows the dates that I'm giving deliverables.
And it's like, okay, you don't have any class for 2 weeks, so maybe you should take 2 or 3 days off.
No, my chair, she was like, I hope you take a solid week off.
Okay. Because I know when I was doing it, Nagoya University doesn't have classes for like 4 months out of the year. There's a 2 month break and a 2 month break.
Yeah.
But for grad students, that's not actually a break. So I I never got a vacation. I just got times when I wasn't doing teaching assistant work because classes weren't running.
So I'm supposed to have times when they can't expect anything of me.
Mm-hmm.
There's a 4 week period where they can't expect any deliverables, but we don't really fly with... I'm at the point in my PhD where that doesn't actually make any sense.
It's just so individualized to you.
Yeah. And so, like, I'm doing my oral defense on Tuesday for my proposal, recording this a week early because things are about to get super busy. And I'm having a hard time forming words today. That is actually the break.
Right.
The quarter break. So I'm really grateful that they're doing the oral defense during that time, because if I have to change anything, then I can change it week two of the following term. And so that'll be convenient. So no matter which way things go, I'll be collecting data next term, which was my goal.
Right.
Because I have my own personal goals. Chad thinks I set unrealistic... Sorry for that big crash and boom. But Chad thinks I set unrealistic goals for myself, and I do not
when it comes to my PhD. I think that you set realistic goals, and then you move them as you achieve them. Like, I achieved goal one, so I'm going to push up goal two. I got goal two, so I'm going to bring up goal three. And hello, goal four. So you're a very productive person, and I just have concerns because I know for myself that leads to burnout.
So now we're on, I'm just ignoring that. I'm blowing right past it.
Yeah.
Like I do every time you mention it or it comes up. So now we're moving on to Australian holidays because those surprise me and come out of nowhere.
Well, and
I feel blindsided.
Specifically Victorian holidays, because I work for a company that's headquartered in Melbourne, Victoria.
Yeah.
And I have the option to take any country's holidays that I want.
So Which, again, is weird.
So I could say, yeah, I'm going to take Japanese holidays and just not work Japanese holidays or whatever. But I thought, okay, it's easiest to take the same holidays that most of my coworkers are taking.
Okay.
A recent one was there was a football game, so I got the day off. And there was a horse race, so I got the day off. I think we talked about that one.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a few weeks ago, I got the day off for the Melbourne Cup, which is a horse race. I think we talked about that one. A few weeks before that, I got the day off for the Australian Football League finals as a state holiday.
Okay. So they have a football holiday.
They have a football holiday. They have a horse racing holiday.
They have sports-related holidays.
Yeah, they have
sports. So, like, Japan's Sports Day.
Yeah. But, like, if the Super Bowl were a holiday.
That's American football.
Right. And then I have some time off this month. I think I have one day off. And then take off for the end of the year for a couple weeks.
You have some time off this month.
I think so.
We are halfway through the month.
I think I have a day off.
So you think some random day this month you have off?
That's right.
And you have no idea what it is?
That's right.
But we're halfway through the month, so you presume it's going to be in the next 2 weeks?
That's my assumption.
And by the time y'all are listening to this, Chad will either have had the day off, or it will be coming up, or Chad will have realized that Chad does not have any time off in November, which this is the crux of my new reality, is that Chad never knows when there's time off.
I have to check on a regular basis. I have to Google.
And we have Victorian a shared holidays. Calendar.
We do.
But the shared calendar doesn't do diddly squat in terms of helping me know when.
Well, my calendar very helpfully says, hey, you're in Japan, so I'm going to show you Japanese holidays.
Okay.
Which is not actually helpful.
At all, because neither one of us are on the Japanese calendar.
Right. So, and I have coworkers in other countries besides Australia, and some of them take the Australian holidays and others don't.
Okay.
And then Australia, you get 20 days of paid leave per year.
Mm-hmm.
And 10 days of sick leave on top of that.
Nice.
So people often take leave, like for a week or so. And then the company asks that people take some of it up during the end of the year, which is part of the Australian work culture, that you basically have like half your time is free to take when you want it, and the other half the company will ask you to take it on specific days. Japan has 10 days of leave if you can get your company to agree, and the US has zero.
The US has like weird random days off. It depends on, like, what level you're at in the company, what company you work for.
Right, but it's completely up to the company. And I've
seen... Yeah, there's no, like, there's national holidays. Like, I think Martin Luther King Day was recently made. Yay, a national holiday.
Yeah, there's national holidays.
But Thanksgiving Day itself, I'm always confused as to whether or not it's a national holiday.
That is a national holiday.
Yeah. Because when I was working in the service industry, I worked on holidays.
Well, that's the thing, is that a holiday means a holiday for office workers, and what do they want to do? They want to go shop and party. So retail and service tends to have to work on the holidays.
Yes, I really like the phrase bank holiday that they use in the UK. So I think that sums it up. Like, the bank won't be open. That's the only thing. That's the only way this holiday is going to affect your life, is that the bank won't be open.
Yeah.
And I'm like, right on, I'm working. And that's the real of it.
And I think that's the real of it for a lot of people. That's why I think the difference between the vacation policies matters, is because if you're in the US, you have to be careful about what company you join if you want vacation time.
Yeah.
Or healthcare, or several other things that I feel like living here in Japan has really freed us from. The holiday stuff, not so much. But the healthcare, I haven't worried since we got here about what will happen to my healthcare if I change jobs or lose my job.
Yeah. And in the US, healthcare is something that's negotiated in the hiring packet.
Right.
And also, like, which provider you use and all of that. So I was very branded. I had Blue Shield Blue Cross my whole life when I was in the United States. And they're, like, one of the premier healthcare things. But I was under my mother's healthcare until I was 25. And then I switched over to having it myself from then on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not true. From 25 to 30, I was on, I forget what it's called. I was on a special healthcare forget what it's called. It's not Social Security.
There's like Medicare, Medi-Cal.
Yeah, I was on Medicaid. And then that wasn't as good as Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
Right.
So in my 30s, I went back to Blue Cross, Blue Shield. I think when it became clear that they weren't going to be able to meet all of Rasta's needs.
Yeah.
But they were really good because Rasta was a really sickly baby and spent spent like a month and a half in Oakland's Children's Hospital, one of the world's premier children's hospital. And I stayed in the room with him. There was like a bed in there for me, but I had to have my own food and such. But healthcare would have been like a big deal if I hadn't been raised in a culture of healthcare.
Right.
And how to get healthcare and what to do to make sure I always have healthcare.
Yeah. So when I quit working, I lost my healthcare. And then I told the truth on the forms and they were like, "Ooh, you're too fat." So I had healthcare while I was at Berkeley. You're laughing because that's actually what they said.
It is, but like, why are you saying that? Like, why are you sharing that with people?
Well, I think anybody who looks at the picture isn't going to be like, "That is a skinny dude."
No, I mean, like, are you wanting people in America to know, like, don't tell the truth about your weight? Because if you're obese, they will not cover you because everything becomes a pre-existing condition.
I think that's no longer the case under the ACA, under Obamacare.
Didn't they undo Obamacare?
No, they voted on it like 80-something times, but didn't ever actually undo it. So, no, it's still there.
Okay. Ha ha. Because I think now Americans want Obamacare. I never understand where Americans stand on Obamacare. They want the Affordable Care Act, but they don't want Obamacare.
Right.
They're the exact same thing.
So there's two kinds of healthcare here, which are exactly the same in the benefits. It's just who pays for it that differs. So there's the social insurance, the Kokmin Kenkoken, that we pay for, which is for people who work for very tiny companies or only work part-time or are self-employed. So that last one, I'm technically self-employed, so we pay for that citizens' healthcare.
Yeah, and we pay that for the whole family.
Right.
And then, using the pronoun we is quite generous. You.
And then
Chad pays all that. I don't pay for anything.
And then there's the company insurance. When you're working for a Japanese company and they pay half, but the rates are higher, so you pay a little bit less, but not terribly less. And it used to be that they had quite different benefits, but now both of them are like 70% is covered, 30% copay. And no copay after $1,000. That's the annual deductible. And so I feel like the time that holidays bite me is when I want to go to my doctor and I discover it's a holiday.
Yes.
And this happened on Culture Day. I was like, I'm going to go to my doctor because I haven't been. I'm almost out of medicine. And it was like, nope, we're closed.
And it's so confusing because the doctor's office is not closed for every holiday.
Right.
So I don't know when the doctor's office is going to be closed. And then in Japan, there's this odd thing where the doctor's offices are usually closed either on a Wednesday or a Thursday.
Right.
Because they're open on a Saturday, but they're only open 5 days a week. And then there are some doctor's offices that are open 6 days a week, but not every doctor in the group is available.
Yeah, they might be available half days with some days off.
Yeah. And it's a whole thing. Like, and the same thing with dental groups. So if you want to see like the same dentist or the same doctor, because they don't make any, I feel like they don't make any extra money from me seeing specifically them.
Right.
So you can go in and see a random doctor or a random dentist. And that was quite shocking to me because my doctor was off that day. I made an appointment once to go to the doctor and my doctor was off that day and I saw a different doctor and I was like, wait a minute, I don't know you. Like, why are you seeing me? And then they told me very directly, this is what gets done to you every time you come here. Why do you care who does it?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, because I'm American, yo.
Okay.
Because I know which way my doctor's gonna be rude. That's why. Okay, how about that? How about we just pay attention to how you're going to be rude.
And Japan has the original holidays, furniture on a fixed date. But I forget what year, like decades ago, they put in place the Happy Monday law.
What?
They put in place the Happy Mondays law.
Oh, yeah.
Which says that new public holidays should occur on Mondays. So in the U.S., I'm used to Thanksgiving occurring on Thursday and Easter occurring on Sunday, and that's it. Every other holiday, it happens on a fixed day of the month, and it floats around. And Australia is the same way. It happens on a fixed day of the month, and so the day of the week floats.
But so they don't do Happy Mondays?
No, they don't.
Now, I don't know why they called it Happy Mondays, because not everybody participated in Happy Mondays.
Yeah. And there are complicated rules around it. Like, museums are generally closed on Monday, unless it's a holiday that's a holiday because it's a Happy Monday. And then they're open on the Monday, but they're closed on the Saturday before it, unless they never are open on Saturdays, in which case they're closed on the Friday before it.
Yeah, it is quite complex. I find the Japanese holiday system to be very confusing, and I find that they randomly change it to make it more confusing. And so when I was a therapist, I didn't do any of the holidays because the big companies, it sort of switched. Like, in retail and all of that are affected more by Happy Monday than the big companies. Because the big companies, it's more about whether or not your boss is going to take the Happy Monday. Mm-hmm. Because if your boss is not taking Happy Monday, you can't take Happy Monday either. And I would warn Americans that came here and they're like, I'm going to just be American here. And I tell them, and when you go back, you will not have a promotion. You will miss out. They will just act like you being away prevented you from getting any promotions. And when I was doing my therapy practice, I started doing a lot of professional coaching on how to get your promotions after you had taken the 4 years in Japan. Because for some companies, you can take up to 4 years in Japan, and the people don't realize when they re-up that they're out of the promotion cycle because they're closing plants or moving things around in the United States that they're not there for.
Yeah, and the holidays play into that too, like the vacation days, because a lot of companies strongly discourage you from taking vacation days or demand that you take them at a certain time. And if you work at a company with a union, your union can agree that you don't get vacation days.
Yes.
Or that they will be taken all at once, like the entire factory shuts down for a week rather than having people take vacation throughout the year.
Yes. So how do you feel being in these multiple time zones for holidays?
Mostly confused. And I'm confused about how I should feel about it. So I was in a meeting the other day, and somebody said to somebody else, oh, happy Diwali. You're not celebrating? And the other person was like, not this year. I have too many meetings, so I'll do it later.
And well, Diwali is a really important holiday.
That's what I'm saying, is like I was not aware it was Diwali because that's not part of our traditions.
Yeah.
But other people in their company, because it was another company, were aware and hadn't said, yeah, you should take the day off and we'll schedule around it. And so I find that it really differs between companies. The company I work for, I tend to just run amok and do what I think is right in terms of holidays.
You don't take any time off. And we have discussions about you avoiding burnout.
Yeah.
So you want to tell people about me working too much and being a workaholic. I'll tell people about you being a workaholic too. And so we have talked about several times. So here's how much of a workaholic we both are. So we talk about making a plan to sit down and talk about days that we'll take off so that we can take time off together. And when we agree to it, we'll like sit down and we're going to do the whole year. We're like, okay, we're going to do the whole year. And we'll get month one figured out because it's a total negotiation between the both of us.
Yeah.
And then Chad's like, okay, I'm taking it off. And I'm like, I'm not taking today off. I never agreed to that. And you're like, yes, you did. And I'm like, well, enjoy yourself. Because I've got this thing due that I need to get done. And so for me, like, my PhD stuff comes up unexpectedly.
Yeah, that happens to me too.
It's really hard to say, okay, I'm going to take this off, because my chair will get like really happy for me and really excited for me and be like, oh, this great opportunity, you're going to take it. And I'm like, but no, it's not an opportunity. It's more work.
Yeah, I remember when my chair was like, you're going to Boston. I'm what now? Yep, yeah. Boston.
And what was even lovelier is, hey, you're going to Denmark.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, okay. There was a lot of international travel involved in your PhD. There was international travel involved in my PhD, but it was more
your choice.
Yeah.
And like you had to do it, but you could choose where and when.
Yeah. And I went to France and Spain.
Yeah.
So as y'all know, we did not enjoy France. Sorry to all of our French listeners. We just did not enjoy Paris. So I think that, and I've always said this about France, that if we ever went to France, I had never wanted to go to Paris.
Right.
Because I don't like big cities. I don't like hustle and bustle. Just like I've never wanted to go to Tokyo. We've gone, but I've never wanted to go to Tokyo Station area.
Right.
We went there because we were here on vacation and there were supposed to be things that were fun for children that were not fun for our son in the least.
Right. So we live in a tiny city. Nagoya only has like 2 million people.
Yeah. And that's how I like it.
Yeah.
So and like we went to Busan, which is a total beach resort city in Korea, but I haven't gone to Seoul. You have. So I never wanted to go to
Paris. I haven't gone to Seoul.
You haven't gone to Seoul.
No. We went to Busan because I went to Busan and I said, hey, it was really nice. So you came the next time. And okay. Then I went another time because there was a conference that alternated between Busan and Osaka.
Yeah, during your PhD.
During my PhD.
So yeah. While Ross and I were having fun in the ocean and shooting off fireworks,
I was working on editing my PhD. Yes.
Yeah. Sorry I'm making all these weird noises. I know there's weird noises on the mic too and clacking and stuff. I'm sorry, I can't help it. I'm struggling today. But we're recording today because it's important that we get this out. Because next week I'm going to be way too busy to record.
Yes.
So for holidays, I guess we're non-observant. And by that, I mean we don't pay attention. And we're kind of rude because we don't pay attention to other people's cultures. We're not culturally sensitive when it comes to holidays. And as a boss, my employees just tell me when they want time off. And so I think that I'm cooler than someone who's observant of holidays because I don't care. Because everyone that works for us for Cinnabar Moth is disabled. We have 100% disabled employees. And so if they're like, hey, I need time off for my disability, I'm like, right on. And there's no questions asked. They're like, hey, I can't do it this week.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, right on. And we shuffle things around. And so the only person who doesn't have someone that can cover for them is me.
Well, I have a similar thing at work. There have been days that I took off. I was just like, I'm too sick to work today. I'm just taking the day off. And nobody hassled me about it. And the people that I'm responsible for approving, I'm putting it in very heavy quotes, their vacation requests, I just always say yes. There is a system that counts because it's Australia. But as long as people aren't taking more than they are allotted, I don't feel like it's any of my business what they're doing.
Yeah, and see, I don't even have an allotted. Like, there's no...
Yeah, no, if it were my quota. Choice, I wouldn't do the allotted. But I also think that if there weren't an allotted, that a lot of the people who work for me wouldn't ever take time off. So it is useful to say sometimes you haven't taken any time off in the last 7,000 days. Please take a little bit of time off.
You would not let anyone get to 7,000 days.
No, I would not let anyone get to 20 years with no time off.
Like every 3 months, you encourage your people to take time off.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Because you guys do that morning meeting. And in the morning meeting, you check in and you ask people what's going on in their lives. And then you meet one-on-one with each of your team members throughout the week. And you check in to see if they need to take time off.
I do.
Like when one of them was moving, you encouraged them to take time off. And they were like, no, I like having work, so I'm not focused on just moving.
Right.
And so, like, you talk to them about what's going on in their lives and why they should take time off and what their emotional landscape is regarding taking that time off or not taking it off.
Why they should not be working overtime, all that. Yeah, I'm terrified of burnout for myself and for my team.
Yeah, I don't do any overtime for anyone but me. But because for me, there are times when I can just walk away from the company for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And not do any work on the company and just focus on my PhD. That's been the case for the past 2 weeks. And that's not true. I do work for the company every day. So I don't think I really, I can't remember the last time. Okay, wait, no, 3 weeks ago, I took a weekend off. I'm trying to think of like, when do I,
like. I think 3 weeks ago, you took a Sunday off.
I know there was a day that I slept 20 hours, mm-hmm. and that was a day off.
Because you didn't work the other four?
No, I didn't. I was awake. I think I did some tweeting, which is part of my job, during the 4 hours I was awake. I think I ate, I was on Twitter, and then I went to sleep. So something that, like, music notes. If y'all follow us on Twitter, please do not DM me and ask me, how can I be so sick if I'm always on Twitter? I think that's hella rude.
Okay.
Because I'm not always on Twitter. It's an optical illusion.
Right.
And it looks like I'm always on Twitter. But just because I'm on Twitter the same time that you're on Twitter does not mean that I'm always on Twitter. And just because sometimes I'm on Twitter when you're not on Twitter doesn't mean I'm always on Twitter. And if I was always on Twitter, enjoy it.
Right.
Soak it up.
And I feel like some of these things are so low energy. I encountered this a lot when I was working in the U.S.
Twitter is not low energy.
No. But when I was working in the U.S., I was working like 70 and 80 hours a week, which is like in Silicon Valley, that's a humble brag. Oh, I work so much.
Yeah.
But really, no, it's just terribly unhealthy. I was commuting 2.5 hours each way. I was at the office for 10 hours a day. Like, it was just not good.
Yeah.
And now with not commuting, since I work from home.
Now, we joke, because you do walk down the hallway.
Yeah, we joke. But I try to keep under 45 hours. I'm supposed to work 38. I try to keep under 45, and most weeks I am successful.
How do you feel about that? The fact that you're able to keep it under 45.
I feel like that's my personal problem. I feel like some people don't make it explicit how much time they want and don't reinforce that message. And then for me, I am always an I could just work a little bit more kind of person. And so for me, that means that I end up...
Sorry, I totally burped.
I end up working overtime. But telling the people who are on my team, don't work overtime.
Yeah.
But how am I going to check they're not working overtime if I'm not there when they're supposed to not be started and not there when they're supposed to not be still working?
But you don't get paid overtime.
No, I don't get paid overtime.
And I don't think any of your people would get paid overtime.
No. And it's not a cost reduction measure either. I just really want people to take holidays and take breaks and things. So I feel like holidays can make a nice rhythm to having time off. But then there are the droughts. In each of the three holiday system, there are those months that just have no holiday for like 2 months total. It'll be like a holiday mid 1 month and then nothing, and then a holiday mid the month after. I feel like White Day should be a national holiday. And Valentine's should be a national holiday.
You feel like White Day?
Yeah, and Valentine's.
That sounded so strange to my ear.
Because I didn't pair it with Valentine's, right?
Right, and then when you paired it with Valentine's Day, I was like, okay. Like, are you trying to see if I'm paying attention? So I'm not looking Chad in the eyes while we're doing this. And so Chad has no idea what I'm doing or thinking about.
None.
So today is supposed to be Chad's day to carry the podcast because we do. So when you come to Japan and you teach English, they teach you the 70-30 rule. The student should be speaking 70% of the time and the teacher should be speaking 30% of the time. And so I've applied that rule to everything because it's also what they teach you in therapy when you go through your practicum on how to be a therapist, is that the client should be speaking 70% of the time and you should be speaking 30% of the time. So the 70-30 rule has been like a major part of my life for the majority of my life because I was I've either been a teacher or a therapist.
For a very long time.
Yeah, for longer than I can remember right now. And sorry if you can hear me rubbing my hands. I feel very noise self-conscious today. And I don't know why. I think because I'm moving my mic and I'm twitchy today. Mm. I'm worried that I'm twitchy. So today was Chan's 70-30 day, where he's supposed to do 70% of the talk.
So when I heard that rule for English teaching, I quit. I was like, no.
That is no, not true. Is not that is not true. Because you can do the 30%, but you can't do the 70%.
Company went bankrupt and yeah. It was like, we appreciate you coming to work because we're not sure we're going to pay you.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm out of here. Yeah.
Because that wasn't the first company, surprising, that you had worked for. It was surprising to me that wasn't the first company you had worked with that told you we're not going to be able to pay you.
Yeah, it was just the first one here in Japan.
Yeah. So I was like, no, we don't work for free. That does not go down.
Okay, if I'm going to work for free, there are other things I would rather be doing. If I'm working for free, I'm writing, I'm tutoring, I'm doing something fun, and I'm doing it flakily.
Yeah. So today was Chad's day to do the majority of talking on the episode. And I think he did a really good job.
Thank you.
I think you did the majority of talking. I think it was really interesting. And I think you have a lot of really an interesting point of view. And I think you should talk more.
I will consider this.
Yeah, I think that there should be more Chad days. More days where we go in where the goal is that Chad does most of the talking. Back me up, Music Notes. Because this is an awesome episode.
Yeah, send a note saying we want Chad to talk more than 5 minutes. Like, be sure you add that last part. Because then Kistifer, that's an unfair comparison. Like, don't pit us against each other.
What are you talking about now?
I'm
sorry for clipping my nail, but it's really bugging me.
You're trying to pit us against each other on the podcast for who gets more time. And I'm just going to be gracious and let you win.
I'm trying to give myself a break. There are just some days I don't have it. Like, I don't have 70% of the conversation on the topic.
Okay.
I couldn't do it today.
Yeah, I guess I'm the one who works in Australia.
Because holidays don't affect me in the least.
No, they don't. I'll tell you, hey, I've got a 4-week.
This is my thing weekend about holidays. It's what? It's a holiday? Every time you tell me it's a holiday, I'm like, what? Today's what?
I've got a 4-day weekend coming up. You're like, and that affects me. Because I don't.
Are you expecting me to take time off? This is not convenient for me. You did not discuss this with me. That's my thing. When Chad tells me it's a holiday, I immediately get defensive. You didn't discuss this with me. You did not tell me it was going to be a holiday today. I'm not doing that. No. I'm so busy right now. You don't even know.
Yeah, so we have an approved way for me to tell Christopher it will be a holiday. Like a month before, I have to say there's a holiday coming up next month, in about a month, and then every week, and then just a reminder, there's a holiday coming up. I don't expect anything of you.
Yes.
And then it's still surprising.
Yeah, and it still surprises me. And you're like, this is the week of the holiday. And I'm like, you didn't tell me this? I'm like, babe, I've been telling you for a month. That was this holiday? You're talking about this holiday? And like, yes, babe, this holiday. And like, on the Friday before, you'd be like, I don't want to scare you, but I'm not working this Monday. And I'll have Monday and Tuesday off because I'm extending it. And I'm like, good for you. You're extending it. It's like when you extend your holidays, that always pleases me. So I think that that's the best way to maximize vacation days.
Yeah.
And I'm always about maximizing your vacation days.
Yeah, I agree.
I like you being out here with me because nothing I do requires privacy. No, anymore.
Yeah.
So at my new job, you can like literally look at everything I do. And that's been kind of like a whine of mine. It's like, could you please look at more of what I'm doing?
Yes. All right.
Could you please give me another set of eyes on this? I would love it. So yeah, that was our discussion about being in 3 holiday zones. And please send Chad lots and lots of love and positive reinforcement for... We'll have to look at the manuscript, at the transcript.
Yes.
On the website. Because that's how I always just like, did Chad really talk as much as I thought? Because some of the episodes, I think Chad talked a lot.
So I need to figure out how long each sentence is so that I can say things that are just like, put that extra word on the next paragraph so that it lengthens it.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what you need to do. Like, it's a game of Scrabble. because we're keeping points.
I'm going to put tracking in between the spaces. I'm going to use all my tricks to make mine look longer.
Well, on that happy note, we're hoping that you're enjoying the holiday season, whatever holidays you celebrate and whatever holiday zone you're in, because we are an international podcast. We're still ranked in the top 10. Thank you, Beautiful Music Notes on Player FM for podcasts about Japan. We really, really appreciate your support and your listening. And we love our patrons. And this week we are going to be talking about, I have to look it up. I had it already and I was going to say it off the top of my head and then I forgot. Oh, we're going to be talking about our author in residence and how we decided that and how that whole thing works and why we think it's a good thing to do for the Cinnabar Moth Collections easing.
Yes, so we'll see you there.
Yep. Bye. Thank you for listening. You can keep the conversation going on our website at themusicsinjapan.com. That's the music spelled M-U-S-I-C-K-S. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We're at The Musics on both.
And if you'd like to support us, please visit our website to sign up for our newsletter, join a Patreon tier, or send us a one-time donation through PayPal or Ko-fi. We hope you'll listen again next week.
Bye.